Wild Talk Radio Network.
But tonight, a challenge to celebrate the fallen suns on the Day of the Dead. A challenge to any of these souls brave enough to come face to face with my monsters.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre.
This is undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hi, this is Brie, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Face the fear? Forget that. I am the man without fear. I slay the dragons. I exorcise the demons. I smash the zombies. I destroy all the monsters. That's what I do around here.
With your host.
Halloween is no fun if you don't get to scare people. But I'm not one for giving up. Tonight, somebody is getting scared.
Boom. Lindsay Ward.
These are not costumes. Evil is very real.
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
I was never allowed to dress up for Halloween. Was told it was too sinful.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
All you have to do is boo, leave.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. It is our Halloween spooktacular, everybody, because Halloween is tomorrow night. Actually, technically, it's in less than 2 hours. 2 hours, everybody. And if you're going to hang out with us in that time, we very much appreciate it. We are live over on twitch.tv/WTRLive. You can listen to us over on wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, you know, wherever you like. And if you want to subscribe to us on Twitch, well, you can hit the little purple button down at the bottom and do the sub thing, whatever the hell it's called now. It's for free. Spend Jeff Bezos' money. Give him a little scare because it is Halloween. Or you can subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang on chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, or twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live. We have things to talk about on this spooktacular edition of The Rack.
We do, and we're all festive. I forgot about the Halloween intro. I forgot about it.
Yes, we have Halloween intro.
The boo leave.
It's great. It's great for this time of year.
It's perfect for this time of year. I love it. And we only get to use it once a year. So, you know, that's what makes it.
Yeah, you gotta make the most of it. It's one time a year.
So I say we jump right into the news brought to our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All righty. NXT Deadline is to take place on December 16th from San Antonio, Texas. So tickets on sale soon.
December 6th?
Oh, 6th. I'm sorry. I don't know. No, for a second there was a one there. My dyslexia.
Okay. Yeah, it's December 6th, San Antonio, NXT Deadline. The annual NXT PLE, which will be streaming live on Peacock.
Ding. So go get your tickets and things. The Motor City Machine Guns have a new coffee. They're working with New Order Coffee, and they have their own blend. It is a rev up your mornings with the Motor City Machine Guns blend, crafted for the high-octane energy of Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, current WWE superstars and former WWE World Tag Team Champions. To match the world-traveled experience of the Motor City Machine Guns, we've combined their favorite characteristics from each of their three primary coffee-growing regions of the world to make a blend as original as the Motor City Machine Guns themselves. Roasted to perfection, it's a hard-hitting yet balanced brew that's ready to pin down your taste buds. Whether you're powering through a workout or cheering from the sidelines, this blend brings intensity and heart to the Motor City Machine Guns in every sip.
Interesting.
I like the packaging. It's cute.
It is a nice packaging. But congrats to the Motor City Machine Gun on getting a coffee deal. It's cool. It's innovative. It's different. A few things. Ash. Motor City Machine Guns have been around for a good 20 years.
God.
Especially in TNA wrestling. And number two, hi, I'm a streamer. I know what I'm doing. Continue.
Huh?
I'm responding to Ash in chat. I'm a streamer. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. I wish they told you where everything came from. Because it just says the three coffee growing regions. So
it
doesn't have any kind of...
It might be on the packaging, like when you get the coffee, it may tell you.
I'm looking at the packaging. I don't see anything, so maybe it's there. Mm. Maybe they don't have it on the actual pack. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it may be on, the one you get, not the one that's on the website. Who knows?
It could be. But it is whole bean coffee. It is a roast level 3 out of 5. And it looks like it's roasted on a specific date, so it's fresh coffee, which is always good. And it's $25. So you can go to neworder.coffee.com. And look up the Motor City Machine Guns under the shop and get you your coffee today.
Indeed.
Indeed. All right. Up next, this feels like a blast from the past. I didn't know this was still a thing. So Playmobil. We all remember Playmobil, right?
Mm-hmm.
From our childhoods. They've entered the WWE universe. Playmobil, the internationally renowned German toy brand, announced today a new global licensing partnership with WWE, marking another milestone in the brand's strategic evolution. Launching in July of 2026, the collaboration will feature Playmobil figures from Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, and Hall of Famer... Bringing the thrill, drama, and storytelling of WWE into the hands of children, families, and collectors worldwide. At the Nuremberg Toy Fair 2025, Playmobil unveiled its renewed brand positioning with a clear commitment to reach new audiences and build meaningful collaborations with globally relevant entertainment franchises. Earlier this year, Playmobil announced two major partnerships with Mattel, Monster High, and Barbie. The WWE collaboration facilitated by IMG, now represents the next step in this strategy, opening Playmobil Universe to one of the most passionate and multi-generational fan communities worldwide. I mean, it makes sense. And the figures look good.
They were interesting. I saw that they sent the picture in our group chat earlier. They were interesting looking.
I think the only one that's a little weird is Cody.
Cody looked a little off.
Like, just a tad. He's got the Homelander look going really hard in the picture.
He does. But that's what he goes for.
That's what he goes for. So, mission accomplished. I saw you sent that. And I just looked at it in passing and I had no context around it. And I was like, is that the fake Legos? Is that what that is?
Not fake Lego. No, no.
Playmobil didn't even come to mind because I was I didn't even realize they were still around.
Well, now you know they're still around.
They're still around and they have a partnership with WWE. So go pick up your stuff when it becomes available. Ding.
Yes.
Moving on to AEW Dynamite, the New Year Smash takes over Liberty's First Center Credit Union, or Arena, there we go. Let me try that again. Liberty First Credit Union Arena, the Ralston Arena in Omaha, Nebraska on New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st. Wait, why is it the Liberty First Credit Union Arena and then the Ralston Arena?
I don't know.
Why is it two?
I copied the tweet. That's what I did. You blame them.
That's, what? All right.
Maybe he got a new name and there's kept the old handle. I don't know.
That's got to be it. Early access premium seating starts tomorrow, Halloween, and then tickets go on sale on November 3rd. God, it's already November. Sign up to be an AEW insider for pre-sale access and more at aewtix.com.
reason I put this in the news, because everyone says, how dare WWE have its talent work on the holidays? Looks like AEW's working a holiday. I know, but AEW is. I just wanted to point that one out. They're working New Year's Eve. They're working New Year's Eve. I thought they would have taped it beforehand. But no, Tony's going live on New Year's Eve. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Just saying. But yeah, go get your tickets at AEWtix.com.
Ding! And then, do you want to do the Blame Brands before we do the other news?
No, we'll come back to the Blame Brands.
Okay. So, in other news that is non-wrestling related, sidekicks are coming to Fortnite. What are sidekicks, you might ask? Well, they are new pals in Fortnite that join your adventures in Battle Royale, Lego Fortnite, and developer-made experiences in Creative, and more. Enjoy their company as they react to the world around you. They're your own customizable companion. You can design your sidekick and select their permanent physical traits, which is how they will appear moving forward. However, you can change their name and accessories at any time. Cosmetics like hats and hoodies can be earned with sidekick points from hanging out together. The first psychic in Fortnite will be Peels. Unlock Peels in the next battle pass on November 1st. More psychics come to the shop on November 7th, including Bonesy, Spike, and Little Raptor. Not long after, we'll have something for all the cat people out there. Wow. Honestly, they're kind of cute as shit. So, and let's see, for people who own the Bonesy back bling, they'll be granted Bonesy for free on November 7th because you already have the back bling, which is nice of them.
Yeah, pretty cool. So yeah, sidekicks are coming to Fortnite. It's an interesting thing. You'll be able to customize them. But once you make your choices, then that's your choice, it seems like.
I like that.
It's kind of like the customizable skin we got before. It's like you make it your one choice and it's done. It's the Maya skin from many, many a chapter ago. But if you want more of the same character, you buy it multiple times, it seems like.
Oh my god, it's Malastra Wonderland. Nobody knows what that is, but that's what that is.
Okay.
I'm not sure I like that. And the fact that if you want different styles, you have to do multiple purchases, that feels a little greedy.
A little bit.
Once you have the base, you should be allowed to customize it however you want with different skin, like different like styles. Now, accessories, I can see them doing like the microtransaction on that you can buy the different accessories in the same way that you buy different Fortnite skins. But like the colors and everything like that, you should be able to change at will. I shouldn't have to buy multiple copies of the same base critter, for lack of a better term, just to get what I want. If I want multiple variants. Right. And that's a little, especially in today's economy, that's a little greedy. I'm curious to see how they implement this, because is this going to be like an accessory that you add on to your loadout and then you go into game with it? Is it like, is it going to take up slot? Like, how does this work?
It won't take up a slot. It would just be a companion, like a backbling. It just loads into the game with you. There'll be a separate emote wheel with it. So that will be something, I would assume it's on like the comms wheel or whatever. It should be a thing. So that should be interesting. Will it sit in the car with you? Will it fly with you when you jump off the battle bus? Will it run away when you're getting shot at? Will it give away your position? Will pro players hate them if they don't know that the one's attached by default? There are so many questions to be had. Should you have to pay for everything? No, but I'm curious what the sidekick points are. Now you got to grind for sidekick points?
Yeah, they put them in the battle pass.
What, sidekick points?
Yeah, or you earn, I think you earn them like XP.
You earn them like, yeah, you earn while playing. Yeah, that's all it is. So we'll see what that unlocks. Will they bug out after 2 hours on the first day? Probably. So it'll be interesting and fun experiment. They'll be cool for like, okay, Battle Royale, whatever. It's going to be something. But for Lego, for creative maps, they'll be really cool.
Yeah, creative, it'll be fun. But yeah, for Battle Royale, I don't know if I'm going to implement that, because that's kind of one of the reasons why I never run like the pet back blings to begin with, is like when they first like put them in the game ages ago. It's like, oh, it's so cute. It's like a little dog and a little cat and like all these different little pets, except they make noise and they give away your position. And so it's like, I don't want to run it because it gives away my position.
Yeah, that will be what's interesting if it'll start giving away position. But you out there can use credit card RockinSock at the Zen Ward in the Fortnite M Shop this Saturday to get your new battle pass, your new crew membership, and all the things for a brand new season of Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience, aka the Simpsons season. Because hashtag get my partner.
I will say I kind of want the fish. Mm-hmm. There's a fish that rolls around in a ball, guys. I kind of want it. But yeah, it looks so stupid.
For the Fortnite fans out there, there's an event this Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Big Simpsons event leading into the new season, which kicks off Saturday around like 5 p.m. roughly. Ooh. So same day, new season after the live event. So event, downtime, new season, Battle Royale, Fortnite, all the things. Use the codes. Hashtag Epic Partner. Now Blame Brents?
Now Blame Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Penelope Ford is out with a UCL tear.
Hashtag Blame Brent.
That's no bueno.
Unfortunate timing with the launch of the new tag division in AEW. They were geared up to be in a tag team push, she was. So, terrible timing. But stuff happens.
Stuff does happen. Hopefully it heals somewhat quickly. I don't know what the recovery time is on that.
I don't know. Things with your shoulder can take time.
Yeah, so.
Or arm or best whatever. Best of luck. Yeah.
I think it's your elbow.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That could take some time.
Yeah. So best of luck, Penelope. Hope you feel better. With that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Saturday night's main event, which is live exclusively on the Peacocks. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll be right back.
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call? But there's something weird, and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back to talk all about Saturday night's main event, which is live from Salt Lake City, Utah. And it will be on the Peacocks.
It will be
exclusively on the Peacocks.
Exclusively on the Peacocks. And Netflix internationally. It's 7 Eastern, I believe, is the start time. According to when I went on Peacock earlier, and it said 7 p.m. And it's listed for 2 hours. So do with that information as you will. So
this is a stacked card. This is going to be an epic. I can't even joke about it. It's 4 matches, which I think is one more than what they had Sunday night.
Yes, there's 4 matches. So 30 minutes a piece if it's a 2-hour show.
I mean, it's appropriate. It'll be a good amount of time for everybody. Plus, you've got commercials and everything.
Yeah, that's
else,
what I mean.
So.
Everything matches won't be 30 minutes, but you can block it out that way.
Yeah. So I say we get into it and we start with our triple threat, which was added Monday. Dominic Mysterio is putting up his Intercontinental Championship against Penta and Rusev.
I'm curious to see how this match turns out. You have three people who work three different unique styles. So, Dom's worked well with both Penta and Rusev, and Penta and Rusev worked well together, but you're now mixing all the three styles together. Will they work? Probably, but it'll make for an interesting match. I'm glad that Rusev and Penta are getting some shine on the Saturday night's main event, because we're mixing it up a little bit.
We are, yeah.
But when I look at this match, I go, at some point, Penta or Rusev will have to get the Intercontinental title. Penta has had many shots this year and has come up short without winning a championship. Rusev has been cheated out of it the last 2 times. So at some point, they're going to have to get the title. But Dom is super over right now. It's kind of hard to take that momentum away from him, you know?
But here's the question. You can't have Dom be the perpetual champion, right? And we've been seeing issues with Dom and Judgment Day and all of the friction there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you add to that friction with Dom losing that title, because with him having essentially 2 titles, that gives him a little bit more of an oomph and a boost in the Judgment Day? And if he loses one, well, that knocks him down a peg and makes him a little weak, and then it forces him to chase, which could allow him to continue his momentum or allow them to point him in a different direction and have that title move on to somebody else. Or do you leave it on him and you don't pass that on to Penta? Because what's really fun about this match is it could go any way. Like, they could pull a surprise upset with either Penta or Rusev on Dom and they walk away with the title.
They could. I don't see that, though. I don't see that happening. He can't be the forever champion. but you ride this wave through the end of the year, maybe into Survivor Series. The man brings up Cena could take the belt from him. Cena could. You just let the... You don't need to change the title when something is working. When you notice it, when you notice the crowd getting tired of the antics, that's when you change the title. And because we're headed into the fall and there's one PLE left, you can let him run with it till Survivor Series, till the Royal Rumble, and you'd be okay. He's not going to take it to Mania. He may only take it to Survivor Series, but I don't see him losing the strap at Saturday night's main event.
No, but the possibility is definitely there that they could do it just for the surprise factor, because you could have Penta or Rusev win it off of him. They are both, as you mentioned, incredibly strong contenders. Both have had multiple shots at it this year. Both have been cheated out of it. And I could see as like a little modicum of revenge, Finn or JD sort of takes Dom down by having him lose that title, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, well, now you're much more on what I would consider like my level, because, well, you still have a title and it's still very important, but you don't have the IC title. So I could see them doing that as just as a way to get back at Dom, just to continue that fracturing of Judgment Day for what we assume will be the eventual split in 20 years, whenever they decide to do it. But I think they will leave it on him because of the momentum. I just don't know what that does for Penta or Rusev, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who eats the pin here.
I would assume Penta eats the pin. Because Rusev is eating it twice. I think Penta eats the pin here.
Maybe? I don't know.
We'll have to see. But yeah, I'm going Dom.
Yeah, I have to say Dominic retains.
You know what this means.
I do. I get to drive, chat. I get to drive. All right. 8-ball. Penta? Oh, most likely.
And the wheel says...
Wheel of Fun.
Wrestler 3.
Ew. Rusev.
You got a Wrestler 3. You did. All right, what's next?
So it's only good on the two people matches.
But it worked here, so...
There we go. Got it. Up next, we have Tiffany Stratton taking on Jade Cargill for the Women's Championship on SmackDown. Ooh.
They kind of have... Go ahead.
I don't know how to feel about this.
Why?
Because we talked about keeping a good thing going with Dom, right? Tiffany's had a good thing going for a while now. But this is a much different scenario because Jade really kind of needs to win this.
Yes.
Like, you had her go against Tiffany before. She had all that momentum. And they had her lose.
Yep.
And things have happened in between. And now they've built Jade back up into a challenger for Tiffany again. And I kind of feel like if she loses here, she's sort of done for a while, you know?
Oh, I know. So once they had her lose to Stephanie, the bloom is off the rose. You've already killed that aura about her not being able to be defeated. Jay turned heel on SmackDown. So that you're now creating a perfect scenario where it's time to take the belt off of her. Would have been bigger if she was still undefeated for the year. But because of the heel turn, Jay needs to win this championship. Because if she doesn't, the heel turn doesn't mean anything. Tiffany had a great run. She's had it since the first SmackDown of 2025. It is now Halloween. That's a pretty good run.
Say, what, 10 months?
Yep.
Almost 11?
Pretty much, yeah. She's had a pretty good run. But she's took the loss at Crown Jewel. She will take the loss at Saturday Night's Main Event. Put the strap on Jade. Let her run. Long or short, doesn't matter. She needs a little bit of a run. And Tiffany can character reset. She can chase the championship. Show some hunger and see where that gets her. Because Tiffany will be champion once, be champion again at some point down the road. She had a good first run. But you gotta get the belt to Jade here, because it'll cement her heel turn in the fashion needs to. And it'll make Peacock happy that you're doing a title change on their show. That's their only exclusive main roster events now. So
go ahead. Sorry.
No, go continue.
I kind of have to agree with all of that. Like, I think you have to cement Jade. And no offense to Tiffany, I think everything she's done with the title has been extraordinary. She had that fantastic win in Mania. She's carried it forward since. And she's done a lot of really tremendous work with it. But like we noted with Jade, you just turned her heel. You're building her momentum again, and it would be a nice boost for her to go ahead and win the title here and really cement everything that she's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to kind of go Jade on this.
Me too. So you're going Jade, I'm going Jade, which means 8-ball.
8-ball. Jade? Yes, definitely.
Wrestler 2.
Jade.
So clean sweeper Jade.
Congratulations, Tiffany. All right. Up next, we have Cody Rhodes taking on Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship on SmackDown. I don't know how to feel about this. I hate to say that twice, but like, is it wrong? I'm not really feeling this at all. Like this, it'll be good. It'll be entertaining, but this doesn't really do anything for me.
Cody needs something. He needs a story. He needs
something to fight against.
Yeah, he finished the chapter. This chapter has been off and on because of his schedule has been off and on this year. So he's been a little up and down in this feud with Drew is okay, but it isn't like really driving the home point of wanting to get behind it. And wanting to get behind Drew. There's like no momentum for Drew to win the championship. You're not rooting for Drew to like dethrone Cody because I think it's not an interesting story. We talked a lot about it on Sunday where, okay, you put the belt on Drew. Now what? There isn't a now what for the Drew story right now. There's not much for the Cody story, but at least there, as a babyface, you can always find a heel. They told a lot of stories. With all the players on SmackDown for right now, you kind of told the stories for Drew. For Cody, you have a couple you can kind of figure out. There's always the Randy story. There's the, you can go Miz. You can go Carmelo Hayes. You can go Aleister Black. There's stories of creating new challengers for Cody. With Drew, the faces are very lacking. So switching the belt here doesn't make a lot of sense.
Here's my question for you.
Hmm.
When do you think they're going to go for Cody versus Randy? When do you think they're going to do that? That
well, No, I don't think it's made. I don't know. They had the one match earlier this year.
But I'm not talking about the match. I'm talking about the story.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, I don't know what they're doing with Randy. Randy's kind of fading into the background. I'm kind of not doing much with him at the moment. So he's going to strike at some point. I don't know. I don't know when you'd pull the Randy Cody story, because I don't know if that's a Mania story. It could be, but I don't know if they're doing it this year.
I wonder because, not to poo-poo Randy, but I feel like Randy's time is coming, right? Like, we're not going to have Randy forever, and if Cena's retiring, then I imagine Randy is probably not far behind. And so if you're going to tell that story and you're going to have him and Cody go through that history, it's sort of a sooner rather than later thing. And you could technically, I guess, build it into a Mania story if you really wanted it to. I feel like you would have to turn Randy heel. And I think part of the problem is Randy just doesn't want to be heel right now. He wants to be a babyface. He's having too much fun being a babyface, and good on him for enjoying it. Because, yeah, dude, do it.
No, I think he would be a heel. The crowd won't let him be a heel. That's the thing. I don't think the crowd would make him a heel.
I just wonder how weird that would feel to have a babyface Randy Orton and a heel Cody Rhodes.
I mean, it could work, but I don't know if, again, it's hard to turn Cody even. Cody turns kind of hard right now.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I just wonder how that would feel.
Yeah, even against Cody, I think Randy still would get cheered. I hear voices in my head that it just carries right now. And because he's hit a point where a heel turn, I don't know if a heel turn for Randy at this stage does what we would hope it would. Because it would be recycling old tricks. And I think at this point, he's better suited for the guy who pops in, has a run, pops out, comes back a couple months later, as a good babyface. Randy has a pop maneuver. And if Randy was going to be a weekly story character, then you could try the heel turn. But I don't think where he is character-wise, he would have to really dive into it. And I don't know at this point they're going to dive creatively into it. Because I don't think there's money. There's in a company that's focusing on building up stars to make money and creating those moments, him being the heel is not it right now.
No.
So I'm going Cody.
To bring it all the way back around. Yeah, I think Cody keeps this one. Like, no offense to Drew, but there's no reason to take it off of Cody other than for shock value. And at this stage of his career, with all the work he's put in, I don't feel like Drew needs that or would really want that. I think he's still doing fantastic work as a heel, but just to do it for shock value and shock value alone, nah.
Would it make for better storytelling, yeah. Cody chasing? Yes, but
yeah,
that would make more sense when he was on his first run rather than his second run.
In this instance, it's almost going to be like the Roman scenario again, where Cody has to get complacent. And he's kind of almost there, but you have to kind of have Cody sort of get a little cocky, a little complacent, where he's like, well, there's nobody to really challenge me. There's nobody to really that can really take this title off of me. And maybe he starts to go a little heelish, like he kind of starts to be a little bit of a dick, but not in a way that it would like, oh, he's becoming a bad guy. He's just cocky, right? He's confident because he's Cody Rhodes. Who's going to take the title away from him? He's Cody effing Rhodes. And then somebody comes along and does it, right? That's going to be where they're going. And then it challenges Cody. Because you almost need it to be somebody that Cody can't catch. Because they're always a step ahead of him.
So long-term booking, Cody drops the belt at Mania, leaves SmackDown, moves to Raw, and gets freshened up.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen long-term. Anyway.
And may he not wear any cartoony-looking skull helmet. Please. Please, God. Please. Just,
all right.
Just throwing that out there.
Cody?
Yeah, Cody.
Ask the 8-Ball?
8-Ball? Cody? No.
Okay, Wheel?
Wrestler 1.
Cody.
All right, what's left?
And what I'm assuming is going to be your main event, although it may not be, CM Punk is taking on Jey Uso for the vacated World Heavyweight Championship. As we all know, Seth Rollins got legitimately injured this time, and he has to take time off to go heal up. Please feel better, Seth. And we have to crown a new champion. And so we have the previous number one contender in CM Punk taking on the other number one contender who was crowned in the Battle Royale, Jey Uso, who is becoming the monster that potentially they're not going to be able to stop if he morphs into Roman 2.0. You would think Punk would be the slam dunk here, right?
Yeah.
You would think that. But then there's what they're doing with Jey.
Here's why it's not Jey. Because he needs frustration. Success stops the character growth. What they're doing with him has to lead to more frustration if it's going to send him over the edge, good or bad. If he no longer yeets, or if he continues to yeet, frustration needs to build.
Do you have Jimmy inadvertently cost him?
No. This has got to be clean. He's got to screw. Jey has to screw up on his own.
Fair.
That's where we're at. Jey needs to screw up on his own. He needs to screw up and get caught into something, and Punk wins the belt. Punk shouldn't hold the belt long, but because he'll transition this belt again to somebody, like he did to Seth in 5 minutes. But this is a slam dunk for Punk to win it. Jey's character needs more frustration, and you go from there. Because
yeah, I agree with all that. Yeah,
also, if you look at YouTube, they're going on a dislike streak for Jey. Anything involving Jey, the internet crowd is turning on Jey because they want someone else. I don't understand why. That's what they're doing. They think YouTube dislikes matter.
I mean, they matter for the algorithm, but not for the push.
Not for the push. Not going to change anything.
I don't know. I think if he gets like a gross number of likes, it might get them to take notice because they do watch that kind of stuff. But I think if it's just a short amount or a small amount, then probably not. But yeah, I agree on the frustration. I think Jey screwing Jey, essentially, because again, Jey is pulling the whole I'm cocky, I'm confident, I had a taste of success, I had a taste of the limelight, I want it back. And he needs that desperation to get it back. He needs to develop really that taste for willingness to do anything to get it back. Very similar to what Roman had, where he almost has that vicious streak in him. And he pushes to get that back. We talked about this when Seth vacated, that Punk is really an ideal choice for this scenario. He's a big enough name that you can push it to the end of the year with him. You can go into Royal Rumble with him as the champion. You can have somebody challenge him at Rumble if you want. He could potentially drop there. I don't foresee him taking it to Mania, although he very well could. Like, there's nothing stopping them from doing that. Especially if the idea would be to have Jey get the title back at some point, and you eventually do just a whole story between Jey and Punk. But I think just having Punk carry the title till whoever that next champion is going to be, which I would presume it's probably Gunther, because I imagine Gunther is on his way back soon, is fine. It's totally fine. You can always do Punk and Gunther again, like they did all right the first time.
I don't know if Gunther's going back into the world title picture anytime soon. I wouldn't go there.
I don't know, man.
If Gunther's coming back, and if you do, and if it's Cena and Cena wins the IC title, then you put Gunther in the IC title. If not, Gunther needs to stay away from titles for a while, because
I don't disagree with that.
Especially the world title, especially any title. It shouldn't be a long term thing. We need to see what Gunther is without championship, because the only Gunther we know in WWE is a championship Gunther, whether it's UK or here on the main roster. It's championship Gunther. So he needs to figure out who he is without the title.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I mean, because the problem with Gunther is, while he's a great champion, he has long title reigns, as he should, right? And I think, I don't know about anybody else how y'all feel about this, but I'm a little tired of like the ultra long title reigns. And I know like a year is not necessarily considered long, but when you had the perpetual champion in Roman Reigns, right, for 4 years or however long it was, and then you had long-term champions in like Rhea Ripley, who went over a year, like anything over a year is like, that's insane to me. And I'm a little tired of it. Like, I do want to see the titles move, because I feel like that makes it a little bit more exciting, where you have the period of, you do have a long settled history, and then like the title gets moved, and then it's the struggle to get it right, because that champion's been taken down and you have to like try, and then everybody goes for it because now it's hot potato, right? Like, everybody's like, ooh, I want it. And they see weakness and vulnerability in the new champion because they haven't established themselves yet. And there's always that chance that, well, they hit a fluke and they oopsed it and they got it on accident, and somebody else is going to try to take it off of them. And that always makes the storytelling a little bit more exciting. And then you have it settle all out again.
That's what I was pushing with the Cody title run the first time. It's okay to lose the belt and get it back. It's what made the Attitude Era so good.
Yeah, the mythical Attitude Era.
When championships change hands on the regular, it makes TV more interesting. It makes PLEs more interesting. But I'm going Punk.
Yeah. To bring it all the way back around, I'm going Punk as well. I think he'll be ideal. 8-Ball? Punker? No.
So it's going Jay. Okay. Wheel.
Okay. It wants to yeet.
Wrestler 1.
Punk.
There you go.
All righty. Well, how do you feel about our picks, guys? You want to submit your own? You have until Saturday to get them in and, you know, do stuff like that. We have a pick'em contest. You can enter, so feel free to send over your picks on the socials or the Facebooks or wherever you would like to, for us. And we'll take a look at them and we'll see where you place in the order of things. But with that, so you've got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, CB Radio. Will we have an intern? Will we not? We'll find out. 11:30 p.m. Eastern on CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll talk Saturday night's main event at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, it's the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, we're live to talk about it. We'll be back live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to talk Saturday night's main event and all the fallout. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, or wherever you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's no longer Prime Gaming. It's no longer Twitch Prime. It's just a free Prime sub. And you can use it here for free by clicking the purple button below the screen. It is that simple. You can use carrier code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or at Big Game Store when you buy your Simpsons Battle Passes. When you buy all your Halloween skins for Fort Nightmares, including the K-pop Demon Hunters that are back in the shop. Scooby-Doo.
You could get them. You could get them.
No. Or more. And there's a Xenomorph, a new Xenomorph in there as well. Or the day after Halloween, you can get the Symbol of Christmas by using the codes. Because we are
#Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of social medias at Lynn's.
Hold on. By Symbol of Christmas, I mean, of course, Mariah Carey.
She's defrosting chat. But she doesn't officially thaw until Santa hits Herald Square in New York. then she's thawed, and then Christmas is upon us.
Yep.
Yep. But she's thawing, chat. It would be hilarious if they had, like, the ice block and she's just thawing.
That's what they did
that last year, didn't they?
That's what they did last year, yeah.
Bring it back, Epic. Just bring it back. Do it. But anyway, you can follow me on most of the social medias at LensWard, L-E-N-S-W-A-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LensWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SomeLensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LensWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi, because Matt is awesome. Server Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye.
To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Wild Talk Radio Network.